The Brain That Changes Itself, written by Norman Doidge and read by Jim Bond.
I became interested in the idea of a changing brain because of my work as a research psychiatrist and psychoanalyst. When patients did not progress psychologically as much as hoped, often the conventional medical wisdom was that their problems were deeply hardwired into an unchangeable brain. Hardwiring was another machine metaphor coming from the idea of the brain as computer hardware, with permanently connected circuits, each designed to perform a specific, unchangeable function. When I first heard news that the human brain might not be hardwired, I had to investigate and weigh the evidence for myself. These investigations took me far from my consulting room. I began a series of travels, and in the process I met a band of brilliant scientists at the frontiers of brain science who had, in the late 1960s or early 1970s, made a series of unexpected discoveries. They showed that the brain changed its very structure with each different activity it performed, perfecting its circuits so it was better suited to the task at hand. If certain parts failed, then other parts could sometimes take over. The machine metaphor of the brain as an organ with specialized parts could not fully account for changes the scientists were seeing. They began to call this fundamental brain property neuroplasticity. Neuro is for neuron, the nerve cells in our brains and nervous systems. Plastic is for changeable, malleable, modifiable. At first, many of the scientists didn't dare use the word neuroplasticity in their publications, and their peers belittled them for promoting a fanciful notion. Yet they persisted, slowly overturning the doctrine of the unchanging brain. They showed that children are not always stuck with the mental abilities they are born with, that the damaged brain can often reorganize itself, so that when one part fails, another can often substitute, that if brain cells die, they can at times be replaced, that many circuits and even basic reflexes that we think are hardwired are not. One of these scientists even showed that thinking, learning, and acting can turn our genes on or off, thus shaping our brain anatomy and our behavior. Surely one of the most extraordinary discoveries of the 20th century.